One of those leading the effort is Heber City resident Tracy Taylor. She says it was more of an issue of having the time to go door to door to collect signatures than it was of people not signing the petition. Many that she talked to, she says, had no idea that the Heber City Council even increased taxes by 32% to pay for the new $7.8 million public safety building.
We had some people that were going to do the petitions and then had to back out, and so it really wasn't a matter of people wanting to sign the petitions. It was more of getting the people to go out and actually do the petitions. It was really interesting to find out how many people didn't even realize that this was happening, that the 32% tax increase happened in Heber City, but then also about the public safety building. So it was a real exercise to go door to door and talk to people and get to hear a lot about what their concerns were. Or, you know, we also have an aquatic center bond coming up as well for $24 million.
Taylor says the group isn't against the building. A new one is needed, but she says they can't support one that's being built for a population that isn't expected for another 20 to 30 years in a community that's considered one of the safest in the country. Ironically, she says, just after the September 26 deadline passed to get these signatures, the Heber City Council was informed that the building's price tag has increased.
It's actually going to be more money than $7.8 million. So now they're having to go back and look at the design and the materials and figure out ways to bring that budget down again.
That's Heber City activist Tracy Taylor. The tax increase showed up on this year's property tax notices. I'm Leslie Thatcher, KPCW News.